fun. Blog this is Talk Debbie. Radio. Hello, everyone. This is Desiree Sam. I am going to go ahead and get started with tonight's Blog Talk Radio show. Tonight, this episode does last for an hour. I will be talking about starting a business and building a business. Anyone that is not able to attend the Blog Talk Radio episode tonight and to listen in, the episodes are always archived and you can always see them on the website at your leisure when you have the opportunity and the ability to do so. So today is Wednesday, it's May 26th. And we're going to talk about, first of all, start a business. One of the things I would like to start doing with my Blog Talk Radio show, which I have done this in the past, is have individuals on for interviews. And we've had authors on in the past that have showcased and talked about the books that they have published and, you know, how to get started in publishing, and other individuals with their business ventures that they are actually completing. And so I want to start that again. And so I have sent this message out to Facebook and to my blog pages. It's here on Blog Talk Radio today for you to take a look at. As always, whenever I do a Blog Talk Radio show, I always make sure that I go ahead and I post it on my blog that's located at richandrichhomeopportunities.blogspot.com and also on my personal website, richandrichhomeopportunities.com. You can find those blogs with the information from tonight's episode summarized. So that you have the ability to look at it. And if you have questions, any questions, or if you are interested in actually doing an interview about your business that you have, you can contact me at Desiree@richandrichhomeopportunities.com. And so you would have to send me an email with a short blurb, at least 120 words about your business, and also some image about your business. And what I will do is I will review that business and I will get back to you with a date and time that we can kind of schedule when you would have your interview. I would also want to kind of go over the questions so you kind of know what questions will be asked. And also if there are questions you think that are important that you would like to have asked, then we would have already have done that prior to that Blog Talk Radio session. And when you do that session, you will be able to, you know, I would hope that you're letting people know that you're going to actually be doing the show. It increases your publicity for your business. And also, it just gets people out to the show and we can continue to help other individuals in their business adventures as we move forward. And so with that said, I'm going to go ahead and get started with the segment. One of the things that I always like to start off with is kind of what I do for my business and the reason that I do it. One of the main things that I enjoy doing is that I am an affiliate marketer. And so an affiliate marketer, basically, it's like if you go into a store and you go into like a JCPenney's or a Kohl's and you have a sales representative that's there. They have the ability to interest you in a product line or a product that you are thinking about buying. And based on that person and their skill and their knowledge about that particular product, it may actually get you to purchase this product so that you you get the expertise from that individual that knew the information to give to you, and then you make a purchase. And so it's a win-win situation because basically you win a good product and the salesperson, they win a commission, you know, based on their sales skills. And so basically affiliate marketing is the same way. You are working with a merchant and that merchant is selling a product or a service. And you as the salesperson will be making that sale, that product or that merchandise. And you can do this in a number of ways, and these are things that you have already discussed with your merchant. You should have, because it will include how you're going to market and how you're going to advertise that product or that service. Those are very important key factors, because your merchant may want you to do certain things for marketing their product and not do other things. And so you need to be very clear how you're going to be able to do that and make sure that you are complying with whatever they have set forth as part of ways that you will be able to receive your commission or whatever percentage you get from the product or service sale. And because you're an affiliate marketer and you sign up to be an affiliate marketer for certain products and you violate any of those, anything that they have already told you that you cannot do to promote their product, then you can forfeit, you know, whatever commission you would have made, and also you can also be terminated from their actual program, and so you can no longer market for them any longer. So you want to be careful about that. And so for affiliate marketing, for me, I like to market with ShareASale. They have many, many different merchants. And so they are like the umbrella, and they have certain merchants that are under that umbrella. And so there are many different ones, and I would, you know, I always advise people to go with merchants that you're actually buying the product or services yourself, so you can talk a little bit more about your experience with it and why, you know, you think that it's something that's important for someone else to actually buy or to, you know, to represent or to market and advertise for. And so ShareASale is a company that I like to utilize as an affiliate marketer. And so some of the merchants that fall up under ShareASale, I'll just name off a few. There's Stella Dot, that's a jewelry company. There's Style We. They're actually a clothing, jewelry, and shoe company. Sense of Sale, they are also a jewelry, shoe, accessory company. Those are up under ShareASale. And so I like you utilizing ShareASale, because the wonderful thing about being an affiliate marketer with them, you can get either text link, banner links that you can put up either on your blog or on your website, depending on which one you actually own. And so they're very simple. They're free to join. You will look at the merchants that they will have listed for you once you are approved for their program. And you decide who you're going to actually start promoting. And you need your computer, or you can use your smartphone if you have a smartphone. And you pretty much will send your link to whatever product that you have been approved by, and you will start marketing them. And my recommendation to anyone, if you're going to do a program like ShareASale and you're going to try to have merchants actually approve you for their program, I would recommend that you write out maybe about a paragraph, and that's like maybe 4 to 5 sentences about where you're going to be promoting their link or their banner. Also, what type of things are you going to be able to do to actually promote wherever you are putting that link or banner? So if it's a blog or if it's your website, how do you promote that blog and get more visibility to that blog? And by the same token, how do you promote that website and get visibility to that website? And so you want to have that 4 to 5 sentence kind of summary already ready. You can type it out, you know, you can put it as a draft in your email, so you just kind of copy and paste, so that when you're applying to the programs, they kind of want to know, and some of them will list it as optional for you to put there. Now, this is for my experience. I think that if I were a merchant and I wanted you to sell a product for me, or if I wanted you to promote a service for me, I want to know how you're going to be able to do that. I want to be able to take a look at that blog or that website to see what type of things do you have. Is the blog appealing? I mean, does the content match what I'm trying to actually promote? And so will we work together in that aspect? And so if you put that there, also a merchant will think, wow, you actually took the time out to put something or to add something to the program and to your application that, you know, they said that it was optional, but it looks better if you go ahead and supply it, because you should already have in your mind kind of what you want to do and how you're going to do those things for that particular merchant. And so that's what I do with Share a Sale. And so I use my blog on Blogspot on WordPress. And so I utilize my own website, Rich and Rich Home Opportunities. And I also have another website, and I also have co-op advertising. And that's a network that that I have also. And so those are the areas, and my Blog Talk Radio show that you're listening to now, that I use to promote, you know, different products, and that I kind of stay in tune with my audience, because individuals would like to see that you continue to market the business and that you're continuing to be active in your efforts for promotion. And so that's what we do, you know, by having a Blog Talk Radio show, by the blogging and different things of that nature. The other company that I also am an affiliate marketer with is called Commission Junction. And they are like Share a Sale. Commission Junction is the umbrella. They have merchants that fall up under their umbrella. And one of the merchants that I actually market and advertise for under Commission Junction is Bluehost. And Bluehost is a website design, hosting, and domain company. And so you can get, you know, website design information, how to create a domain name if you're trying to, you know, building it, you're planning on hiring. And Rich and Rich Home Opportunity, my other website, mentalhealthwellness.com, all of those are under Bluehost, and it's pretty nice because they use a WordPress. You can actually blog, and so blogging sometimes it helps to create your website. Bluehost also has a design company. And they're really reasonable with the way that they do it, because if you already have an existing website, maybe you just want some changes to that website, so they can kind of talk to you about, you know, what type of changes are you looking for, and they will look at, you know, the design of your website, and you guys will kind of decide what it is that you want, and they will let you know what the cost of that. They have tutors that can actually tutor you if you can, you know, if you have access to your website at the time. And you let them know what you are looking to do. They can tutor you through the process, you know, for a fee. Or they can, you know, do a complete website design if that's something that you are actually looking for. Or if you have an existing website already and you're looking just to make some changes to that website, Bluehost is also a good company that you can utilize. And so I use their product. So any of these areas or any of the places that I'm talking about as far as affiliate marketing, I advertise and I promote the products that I have used in the past. I'm also an affiliate marketer for SFI. And SFI, they are a company, they're a product and services company, and I have been with them for years. I've been with them since like 2008, and it's a free company to join. You can do all kind of things to market your business, like you can do with any of these businesses that I have actually named. You can have banners, you can have business cards, you can do pamphlets, you can do brochures. I've done all of those different types of you know, marketing in the past. Okay, and then I also have my company where I have my actual tax ID number for it, and it's Rich and Rich Home Opportunities. That's my brand. And that's kind of the one that I utilize, and I utilize it a lot for marketing and advertising, as I'm doing tonight with my brand of being on Blog Talk Radio, but this is under Rich and Rich Home Opportunities. And I enjoy having my own business and, you know, and any type of purchases that I am making by business cards or anything like that, you know, they can be a tax write-off. You just have to make sure that, you know, you keep all of your receipts and keep them together for, you know, at the end of the year when you're preparing your taxes, which I think I've done a blog before, but I'll probably put it up again about what types of things that you can write off if you're actually trying to write off any of your business expenses when tax time comes around, because you will need to gather and have those receipts as proof that, you know, about your business and, you know, what you're making and everything. Now, for those of you who are tuning in who may not already have a business right now, one of the things that I wanted to do with this show is talk to you about a couple of opportunities that you can, if you would like to, become a part of. And that's up to you. Or if you have another idea, or, you know, maybe someone else has been telling you about some other business opportunities, as long as you've done your research and you feel good about that, then, you know, try to get started. I mean, I think entrepreneurship, you don't have to, you know, you don't have to necessarily make $1 million all at once or anything like that, but it will take effort. You will have to put in the work. You will have to, you know, you will have to keep your content up to date. You will have to, you know, market. You will have to advertise, unless you're going to outsource and you have someone else that's going to be doing some of those processes for you. If not, you will kind of do it, and the better that you can get it doing it, the better. So if you don't have a business at this time, I would encourage you to join one of the following businesses that I am going to discuss. You'll be joining, and I'll be assisting you along the way to help you to promote and to grow your business. Keep in mind that, you know, having a business is work, and it's going to take time for it to get set up and to get going. And it also means that you need to be engaged with your possible customers, either future or your current customers. You should always be trying to engage them in some type of way. So I'll talk about a couple of the businesses. If you want to research the business more, I encourage you to go to richandrichhomeopportunities.blogspot.com, or either richandrichhomeopportunities.com or the Co-op Network, so that you can find out more information. The first one I'm going to talk about, for those of you who tuned into my episode that I had about Stella and Dot, I'm still promoting that jewelry company. As I said in that episode, I just remember Stella and Dot from when, back when I was in the military, and one of my coworkers, you know, wearing one of the necklaces. And the jewelry is just, is wonderful. It looks great. But the other concept that Stella and Dot has that I like so much is that they work with a lot of different things to help the average everyday person to have their own business and to be able to have an income with that, depending on how much work you actually put into the business. They do things in the community as well, and so they give back in that way as a company, and I think that that's pretty awesome. They also have a very low startup cost, and their startup cost is $59. And so when you are buying, if you want to become, they call it being a Stella and Dot ambassador, if that's something that you're interested in, you feel like you have a real great handle on, you know, selling jewelry, you know, this might be something that's ideal for you. And you can look and see what are the types of, you know, everything that they sell, and you make between 20 to 40% commission on what you actually sell. And so it gives you the flexibility to work from home. And then you also, you're empowered. You're empowered to be able to help others as well. So either you will, you know, utilize your personalized website through them to actually promote your business. And then, of course, you know, you get your marketing material and your advertising material is included in that startup of $59. And so that's Stella and Dot. And so I actually am an affiliate marketer for them, and I do that through Share a Sale. So I'm enjoying that very much. The next company that I will talk about is SSI. It's, it's a company with that they are basically, they sell a lot of different products, a lot of different merchandise. And the reason I like them is because they have authors, and some of their authors, you may not, I don't know all of the authors, and, you know, I don't know a lot of the people that they talk about in some of the books, but SFI, they are mainly, they're pretty local and everyday person type of company. And so they have some of the books on some of the judges that we actually have on TV. So if any of you guys are, you know, you look at any of the court TV shows on TV or whatever, they have some of those books. They have other merchandise that they sell. They have promotions and products that they also sell. And they have a really wonderful thing, which, you know, they have been doing co-op advertising for a very long period of time. And some of their advertising efforts for their members, they were actually in some of the entrepreneur magazines that are actually national magazines that you can go into a Barnes & Noble or any of the magazine stores, and you would find a section in Smart Business, Entrepreneurs, different magazines of that type where they had ran out, you know, a particular ad for their product line. And so they're very big in marketing. They have been around doing this. Like I said, I started back in 2008, and I'm still a member. And one of the good things about it, if you don't have that kind of budget, you can start with, it's free to join. So that's one of the things. It's free to join. You get a lot of marketing tools from them once you join. You actually, it's great because you have a sponsor, and your sponsor kind of helps you along the way, and that's someone who has been in the business for a while. And so you can sell whatever the products are. And you basically, it's the same concept of either having a blog, a website, or, you know, you have to have some type of way that you can promote whatever product or service that you have decided that you would like to sell. And then so we also have Fifth Avenue Jewelry. That's another one that I actually like because I love jewelry. Anybody that knows me, they know that I'm a huge fan of it. And Fifth Avenue Jewelry, they have wonderful jewelry. And it's easy to become a jeweler also for them. Same concept that you can do it. You can do it at home. You can do it on the go. You can promote through your social media or your personal website. You can do it full-time. You can do it part-time. And you get 50% of your commission on whatever you are selling. And so that's 50%, which is pretty good, because one thing about Fifth Avenue Jeweler, they don't make you, because some places will tell you that you can get a website and you can have all of these things, but if you don't make a certain amount of sales within a month, then you lose your website. And so that's a big deal, because you really want a website to be able to kind of promote that website link. And then, of course, you know, any startup costs or whatever you pay for in jewelry, whatever you're selling, you know, those brochures, that jewelry for display, all of those things you would get from Fifth Avenue Jeweler. So you would probably be able to pay for a website easily, but you don't have to, because once you actually buy one of their sets or whatever price you have determined that you want to actually buy for as far as the jewelry and the type of marketing and advertising material that you want, that website is yours. It doesn't go away. There is no minimum that you need to make a certain amount of money, you know, every month to be able to maintain your website or anything like that. The only thing that you need, of course, is to be able to market and to advertise your business if you want to be successful so that you can make the sales that you are interested in making. The next business we're going to talk about is Share a Sale, and that's the affiliate company that I was telling you about. There are many merchants that are up under Share a Sale. And Share a Sale, like I said, it's free to join. They will look at your application and see if you are approved. It helps if you have, you know, a blog or a website for that. I mean, because in all actuality, if you're thinking about the ways that you're going to market and advertise, that's kind of one of the things that you would like to have that you are working on you or you are creating. So that's another avenue for people to have. And then sense of style, that's the clothing and business line, as you know, that I talked about earlier. And so with this one, that's up under Share a Sale as well. And sign up for Share a Sale. The good thing about it is that there are many different companies up under it that you can understand, you know, what you're interested in selling or promoting. And so you have the opportunity to pick and choose. And the one thing that I like about Sense of Style, they are very, very creative. And so when you look at their banners or anything, you'll see in the blog, if you take a look at any of the blogs after tonight's episode or later on in the week when you have the opportunity, they have a lot of merchandise. And they do really good with their promotions, which helps the affiliate marketers so much because they have so much material for you to utilize. And so they have themes during the week. Like they have things for Monday, they have certain sales for Tuesday, things that are going on Wednesdays. And so you can always kind of go through and kind of see what's going on with the company for the week. And, you know, kind of you can actually make your blog and write about kind of what they have going on because that's what they, you know, that's what's going to be happening. If you have a blog, you can put some of the nice banners in there, and their banners always have the different, you know, accessories, and they're really good at accessorizing. And so they'll have a complete outfit, you know, that will be, you know, posted as well, along with many other items that they have for, you know, for sale. And so it's a really, really neat company. They've been with Share a Sale for a while. And so I like them, and I like the enthusiasm that comes through when they send like their email. And it kind of, you know, because once you become an affiliate marketer for a merchant, you know, you'll be a part of their newsletter listing. And so they'll send you emails and they'll let you know, hey, we've got this and this going on. And they will also attach to that email some of the items that they're actually have that are going to be on sale or maybe a new design. And the other one I'll talk about is Google website design and hosting site and also domain site. And so that's a site for those of you who don't have a blog or a website that you can utilize Bluehost so you can kind of get yourself up and running and, you know, going with them. If you're going to go with Bluehost because maybe you want to have, you know, you want to do your hosting and you want your own domain name, and so you've already got a domain name that you have picked out for yourself, like mine is richandrichhomeopportunities.com, and maybe you want yours to be something else, you can actually purchase that domain name through Bluehost so that you can have that. And then the wonderful thing about them, you know, as I said, that they work with WordPress, which is a blogging program that you can utilize. And it's pretty easy for beginners. It's not as hard as trying to design a complete website. But the beautiful thing about Bluehost, they do have a tutorial service that they do offer. And they can guide you step by step with kind of how you do something in your blog and how, you know, how to make something work if you're not exactly sure. They charge $149 for 30 days for that program if that's something that you're interested in. And that's only for those who, you know, if you really need some help because you're not able to figure out this certain thing that you want to have your blog or your website to be able to show, they're able to do that, you know, for you. Or you can do it on your own because they have, you know, they have books that are available that you can also purchase for, you know, things that are easy for like WordPress and for blogging for you to kind of get the hang of it. And also just go on Amazon if you want to find any of those books. And those, you know, they might run you maybe $17, $18, and then you can get started. But the main thing is to see who you're going to want to blog with, because you can blog with Blogspot, which I love Blogspot. I think I talked about this in my last episode. The reason that I like Blogspot is that you can actually, if you, once you start getting your blog up and running and you have good content, and when I say good content, I mean that you need to be writing. You need to be writing about whatever the content of your blog is going to be about. Mine is mainly marketing and advertising, and so most of my blogs, that's what it's going to be geared towards. And so when you see my blog, you know, it won't be hard for AdSense or someone from the AdSense department to look at the blog and say, okay, we think this blog will be okay for us to run this type of advertising, and we will pay for that advertising on this blog. And so I kind of call this a win-win-win because, okay, you've got your blog already. Let's say that you now are an affiliate marketer for one of the companies that we just talked about, and you have their information on there. Make sure you're writing. Don't just put up a banner and just don't put up a link and think that that's it. No, you need to give it some serious thought about why you're putting up the link. You need to have researched what that product is about, what you feel like it can offer to someone that were to purchase it, and you write about it. Then you put that blog, you know, your banner or your link once you've actually done that content. And so that's what AdSense, if you go with Blogspot, would be looking for, you know, if you would like to be a part of that program. The other thing, WordPress does something very similar as well, and I think it's based off of AdSense also. And so you blog, you become an affiliate marketer, or you have a business and you're selling products from your business, and your business, let's say your business is in automotive. And so you have this blogger, you have this website that is about automotives. And so you have an AdSense account where you have your blog or your website has been accepted and you're able to run ads. So now you not only have the ability to earn money from your automotive part of what you're doing, but you also have the ability to earn money from AdSense. You have a blog that is producing good content that they can run ads on that particular blog if you give them that permission, because you don't have to run ads if you don't want to. That's something that's up to you. And so that's what I would kind of recommend for you. So that's what Bluehost can do for you. And I think for me, if you're thinking about, you know, putting any money into anything, I would definitely try to put it into my blog, because, you know, if you do decide that you want to make that purchase or not, for Bluehost, then that's something that, you know, you save the receipt and, you know, make a folder for where you're going to be putting. I have one now, and it's called My Tax Receipts for 2022. And so every time I actually purchase some or I'm doing something that's business related, I put all of those receipts inside of the folder, so that at the end of the year, when it's time for me to go and start doing my taxes, I already have everything there ready. I don't have to go looking for anything because I have it there. And you can always hand it in if it's something that you get and, you know, you go to a store or something and you know that it's going to be a purchase that you can use. You know, you can always scan that into your computer as well and save it or take a picture, you know, on your phone. You can make files on your phone as well to keep receipts or any kind of files you want to keep as well. And so we've talked about those businesses. So I'll just kind of recap once again on the businesses that I just talked about. So we talked about Share a Sale, which is an affiliate company. We talked about Commission Junction, which is also an affiliate company. We've talked about programs that are up under Share a Sale and Commission Junction that you can, once you are approved by Share a Sale and Commission Junction, you can apply for those programs as well. I recommend that you have a blog or your own website when you are applying to these programs, and that's something that, you know, you can always get assistance with, and I think we talked about that a little bit earlier about getting assistance. And if you have questions, you can always forward questions to Desiree at richandrichhomeopportunities.com. And then the program that I utilize, both Share Sell and Commission Junction for, are Stella and Dot, Sense of Style, Style We. And then also under Commission Junction, I like Bluehost. And then for SFI, that's a standalone company, and they have a lot of different merchandise. So you would have to go in and you would have to look and see type of the products, because they have a whole lot of them. And, you know, same thing with ShareSale. You have to really go in there and kind of look to see what type of things you are interested in actually promoting, and something that you're going to be, you want to be interested in the product or service for another reason, because you're going to be writing. And so it's very easy for me to write about something that I actually enjoy. And it's very easy. It's not hard for me to be able to do that. So that's something you're going to have to do. So, you know, please choose something that you really know that you're going to want to, you know, write about, and you're going to want to continue to look at to see that you're engaging, you know, your audience and, you know, people. So, okay, if this is a new product that's coming out, you kind of want to make sure that you have that new product blog or your website. Okay, so for those individuals that sign up in anything that I have talked about today, particularly, and you can go to my blog or you can go to Co-op Advertising to the network, and if you sign up, what I'm going to be doing for those individuals that are doing those programs, and you will be signing up, is, you know, under me to actually be the person that is assisting and helping the whole time. And so we're going to do that on Co-op Advertising. Now, that's not the only place that you can advertise your business at. I encourage you to advertise wherever you can advertise at, especially if you have a Facebook account, if you have Instagram, if you have Tumblr for blogging, any blog, if you have Blogspot, if you have WordPress, any of those platforms you need to be you know, advertising in. But for Co-op Advertising, what we are doing is that's going to be for each of the different groups that I just talked about. And we will actually have training in those particular groups for the people that are signed up for those. And so, and anyone else that comes in. So let's say Sally decides that she is going to start working her Stella and Dot business. The group will be geared towards helping Sally be able to grow her Stella and Dot business. And so what we're going to do is we're going to use Co-op Advertising for that, and so that we have each individual service or business, they have their own particular group. And the way that we're going to be doing our marketing and our advertising is we're going to be using what is called Google Workspace. And for those of you who don't know what Google Workspace is, basically it is a way that you can do chat, you can do voice, you can do online meetings and different ways to engage your group. And so you can set up times for these, what I would call them, team building sessions, where you build your team, because that's exactly what you're going to have. You're going to have some individuals that have signed up for a business, or they're working with you trying to learn how to navigate ShareASale. They have questions for you. Any of those things, you want to be able to answer their questions, and we want this to be something that we're able to do, and we're able to repeat the process over and over and over again without it being too much of a hardship on anyone. And so I like Co-op Advertising for that, because it offers, it's a Ning network, if anybody knows anything about Ning, N-I-N-G, and so that's what they are, they're Ning. And so you have you have a lot of different platforms that are already built within Ning already, which I like. And so that's why I'm utilizing them. You have the ability to have your members, but you also have these groups, and you have, one of the things we don't want to do is we don't want to be spamming people. And if spam means you are just, you're sending your promotions, your links, your banners to people that didn't ask you for it. And people get very upset. and they will say, okay, this particular person, email, network, whoever you are spamming me. You can only get so many of those before your whatever website or whatever you're doing is going to be shut down. So we don't want to do that. And so Ming is like that. You can't have people that are spamming. So I set the network up. I'm still working on different things, but that's one of the things that, you know, we'll be able to have members, we'll be able to have groups and everything, but we'll not, everybody's not going to be able to send emails and tons of emails to people without their consent. And so even though the members and the group members have the ability to send emails and everything, in order for them to be able to join the network and be a part of the network, there's an approval process for that network, and that's approved by me. And so I will look at, you know, each person that is asking to be a part of the network, and you'll see it when you go to co-op advertising. It's basically going to ask you some questions before you actually come and actually you're actually given access to the network. So I have to approve everyone first, because we want to make sure this is for everyone that's going to be a part of the network. You want to make sure that it's a network that we're going to be doing things to help you grow your business, and no one wants to be bombarded by a bunch of emails that they, you know, that they did not request. And so that's the one thing about working with Google Workspace, because that's a way for us to get, you know, the members from the each individual group for that particular business model to see kind of like what they're doing. If there are things that we want to actually pass on to the rest of the groups, then we will pass that on, and it'll be more like a newsletter or something like that. So we'll kind of decide how we're going to do that. And so that's what we'll do on Ning Network. The other thing about Ning that I also I like, because they have the ability to also, we can run forums. And so there's a couple of questions in the forums for anybody that actually takes a look, that you can kind of look in there and kind of see, you know, you can have your business information in there, you know, for what you're promoting. And it's reviewed. So, you know, I'll take a look at the website and just kind of make sure to see that everybody is just, you know, we want everything to be professional. This is a professional website, and if you are running a business, you want to have a professional mindset. And so that's the way that co-op advertising will run. And so that's what we'll start off with doing. Now, the other thing, as I've said already, if you have another business or something that you're doing, you know, we also welcome you guys to the network, so that you can actually, you know, if you have teams, or if you would like to grow a team, or and you're interested in using other techniques and running your team, then feel free to join co-op advertising. And as I said, for those who may be tuned in a little bit later, there are always archives of the episodes, and so you can always go back and you can take a look and see if there's anything that you may have missed. Any questions, everything will be on that blog. I will be putting that blog in co-op advertising, but it'll also be in Rich and Rich Home Opportunities on Blogspot, and also on my website. And so with that said, I will go ahead. I will say good night to everyone. Have a great rest of your Wednesday, and I'll see you again on another episode. And so this was episode number one, and so we're going to run every week. I'm going to have three more, and it'll kind of see how we are, where we are in the process, give some updates on co-op advertising, see what we're doing there, and so that we can kind of see where we want to take our marketing strategies next. And so with that said, you guys have a great evening.